Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. So mixed bag today, huh? Indices all over the place. S&P and NASDAQ basically flat, but the Dow, oof, down over 1%.
Yeah, that United Health crater really took a bite out of the Dow. UNH down a whopping 22%. It's a price-weighted index, so heavy hitters like UNH falling that hard. Well, you see the result.
700 points, right? Crazy. But hey, the broader market wasn't nearly as gloomy. Equal-weighted S&P up, Russell 2000, solid gains. Breadth was positive all day. This isn't a bear market panic yet.
Exactly. It's stock-specific action. Look at Eli Lilly, up 14% on that weight loss drug news. That's where the real alpha's at right now. Finding those catalysts.
Oh, so you're saying it's not all doom and gloom? Even with the Philly Fed number? That was brutal. Minus 26, way below expectations. New orders tanked.
Yeah, that Philly Fed number is concerning. Demand definitely softening. But initial jobless claims are still low, labor market holding up. It's a mixed bag for sure. We've got that March leading indicators data coming Monday. That'll give us some more clues.
Right, right. And overseas, Europe, kind of meh. Asia, a bit more pep in its step. Commodities, crude oil up, but natural gas and precious metals took a hit.
Yeah, I'm keeping a close eye on gold. That drop below 33.30 could be a sign of things to come.
So back to UNH. What's the story there? Besides the obvious, you know, the massive drop?
Medicare Advantage headwinds, higher care activity, unexpected membership changes in Optum. They slashed their FY25 EPS guidance. Not a good look.
So, is this a buying opportunity, or is it like catch a falling knife territory?
I'd be cautious. They're not going to fix these problems overnight. Medical costs are sticky, and that CMS transition is complex. I'd wait and see how things shake out.
So we talked about UNH taking a nosedive, but this input gives a bit more color, shall we say.
Yeah, a lot more detail on those Medicare Advantage headwinds. It's not just higher care activity. It's a mess. New patients, exiting markets, low engagement, reimbursements way below expectations. Oof.
And the Biden administration's Medicare funding cuts didn't help, hitting those complex patients hard.
Right, and they're the ones who need it most. It's a vicious cycle. Less funding, less engagement, lower reimbursements. It's a tough spot for UNH.
But they are trying to fix it, right? This input says they are addressing the problems, focusing on 2026, getting those complex patients into value-based programs, better patient assessments, transitioning to the new CMS risk model.
Yeah, but these things take time. They're not going to magically turn it around overnight. This isn't a quick fix scenario.
Which is why they slashed that FY25 guidance, right? They're admitting they're not bouncing back this year.
Exactly. And medical costs? Still sky high. They raised their medical care ratio, remember? Not a good sign. And that CMS transition? Complex. Operationally complex. A lot of moving parts.
So, even though the sell-off might seem overblown,
I'd still be cautious. I wouldn't try to catch this falling knife. Wait and see. Let them prove they can actually fix these problems before jumping back in.
So we're still picking apart this crazy market. And, well, there's a lot to unpack. We talked about UNH, but there's other news moving the needle, right?
Absolutely. That AMT-130 news, breakthrough therapy designation from the FDA for Huntington's disease? Huge. Massive potential there.
Yeah, a rare disease with no disease-modifying therapies currently available. This could be a game changer. Definitely one to watch.
For sure. Speaking of game changers, or not, more on UNH. That conference call, oof, they're raising their medical care ratio again, 87.5%, plus or minus 50 basis points. Not a good look.
Yeah, we talked about the Medicare Advantage headwinds, but this just reinforces the stickiness of those medical costs. They're not going away anytime soon.
Nope. And remember, they lowered their FY25 EPS guidance below consensus. This isn't a quick turnaround story. This is a long road to recovery.
Okay, so enough doom and gloom. Any bright spots? Anything positive?
Well, Utz Brands had some decent news. Q1 EPS in line, revenue above consensus, and get this, FY25 EPS above consensus. UTZ, a salty snack in a sea of red.
Ha! I see what you did there. And Viper Energy Partners, VNOM, anything interesting there?
Just their Q1 numbers. Average production of 31,311 barrels of oil per day. Not earth-shattering, but, you know, steady.
Steady's good these days. Now, what about all this political noise? Trump, the ECB, the Fed, tariffs, trade deals.
Yeah, it's a lot. Trump's taking aim at Powell again, calling him too late for not lowering interest rates like the ECB. He wants him gone yesterday.
And trade. EU, Japan, Italy, it's a whirlwind. He's meeting with the Italian prime minister today, right? Meloni.
Right, supposedly to discuss trade, and Italy's planning to increase LNG imports and develop nuclear power. Interesting.
Wow, so much happening today. Where do we even begin? Trump eyeing Kevin Warsh for the Fed. That's interesting.
Yeah, a bit of a throwback, isn't it? Warsh was at the Fed during the financial crisis. Could be a sign of things to come if, well, you know.
If Trump gets back in the White House? Yeah, let's move on. Google, oof, illegal monopoly in online advertising technology. That's gonna sting.
Big time. That ruling could reshape the entire digital ad landscape. Definitely one to watch.
And Apple. Tim Cook chatting with Howard Lutnick about tariffs? Trade wars never really go away, do they?
Nope. Always simmering in the background. Speaking of simmering, Eli Lilly. That Orforglipron news? Game changer.
Oh yeah? Another weight loss drug? Is this the next, what was it, Ozempic craze?
Could be. Statistically significant efficacy, they say, and a decent safety profile. Keep an eye on LLY.
Will do. Now what's this about Equinor halting construction on the Empire Wind project? Interior Secretary stepping in?
Yeah, Doug Burgum wants a review of something. Not sure what the holdup is, but it's not good news for EQNR. Suspending offshore construction, that's going to cost them.
For sure. So GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, a few wins today, huh? Meningococcal vaccine, Blenrep combinations, Arexvy recommendation, Jemperli expansion. They're on a roll.
Yeah, a lot of positive momentum there. And what about Costco? Dividend increase. Always a crowd pleaser.
Always. UTZ had some good news too, right? Earnings beat and that salty snack? Still holding up.
Ha, exactly. A bright spot in a somewhat mixed market. And let's not forget Huntington Bank shares, HBAN, authorizing a $1 billion share repurchase. That's a bold move.
Wow, that's a lot to digest. Everything from AI chips to hydrogen plants to Trump media? Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the big one. NVIDIA's CEO in China. Amidst all those sales restrictions, that's a bold move.
Yeah, definitely interesting, especially with Intel needing a license to export AI chips there. Seems like a lot of tension.
Absolutely. Speaking of tension, that FTC lawsuit against Surmodix, challenging their medical device coatings deal, that could get messy.
For sure. And on the healthcare front, Intuitive Surgical exploring access to minimally invasive care, robotic-assisted surgery. That's the future, right?
Definitely a growth area. And Mesoblast extending payer coverage for Ryoncil, that's a win for them.
Oh yeah, what about Johnson & Johnson? Addex regaining rights to that phase 2 asset, ADX71149?
Interesting, I'll have to dig into that one. Now, Micron reorganizing to capitalize on AI growth? Smart move. Everyone's jumping on that bandwagon.
Seems like it. But MP Materials stopping shipments of rare earth to China because of those tariffs and export controls? That's a big statement.
Yeah, a bold one. And Nurix Therapeutics getting FDA clearance for that IRAK4 degrader? Phase 1 trial starting in 2025. One to watch.
Definitely. Now, Occidental Petroleum, Oxy, potential clean energy funding cuts? That could hurt.
Yeah, and Exxon too, apparently. But Olin, hydrogen liquefaction plant. That's exciting.
It is. OpenAI and SoftBank mulling UK investment. Stargate project sounds mysterious.
Very. And Pfizer's RSV vaccine getting expanded recommendations? Good news for them.
Yeah, definitely. Principal Financial Reporting, AUM, always important to keep an eye on those numbers.
Absolutely. Quantum Computing CEO retiring, that's a big change.
It is. Regeneron Pharma with some FDA wins, priority review, orphan designation, they're on a roll.
Yeah, good for them. Sabre renewing with Kersner International, solid.
Solid indeed. Sanofi and Arendil Labs teaming up for bispecific antibodies. Another one for the healthcare watch list.
For sure. Sentinel One's chief intelligence officer resigning to challenge a government probe?
Is right. Skeena Golden Silver filing an environmental assessment application. That's a necessary step.
It is. SoFi Technologies securing $3.2 billion for their loan platform. That's huge.
Huge is right. Synchrony Financial extending their agreement with American Eagle. Good for both of them.
Yeah, Tevogen Bio developing a cell therapy production facility. Interesting.
Very. Trump media alerting the SEC to potential stock manipulation? That's something.
Definitely something. VersaBank adding another US RPP partner? Good for them.
And those upgrades, Bank of America, Canadian Solar, Generac, H.B. Fuller, lots of positive movement there.
Yeah, a lot to unpack. Definitely a busy day in the markets. And tomorrow, who knows what it'll bring.
Wow, that's a laundry list of analyst activity. Where do we even begin? Maybe with that Intuit upgrade. Scotiabank slapping a $700 price target on it? That's optimistic.
Yeah, bumping it up to outperform. They're betting big on IN2. And MongoDB, Redburn Atlantic upgrading it to neutral, but with a $170 target. Still some upside there.
Oh, so, not a ringing endorsement, but not a sell either. And NASDAQ getting an upgrade to buy. Redburn again with a $91 target. Interesting.
Yeah, they seem to be bullish on the exchanges. Now Warby Parker getting some love from Loop Capital. Up to buy, $27 price target. Could be a good play.
Maybe. And Yeti, KeyBank upgrading them to sector weight. Not exactly a screaming buy, but an improvement, right?
Exactly. Now on the downgrade front, Amcor Technology getting hit by KeyBank. Down to sector weight. Not a good sign.
And Anglo Gold Ashanti, HSBC downgrading them to reduce with a $35 target. Oof, that's gotta hurt.
Definitely. And Bill.com, down to neutral at Seaport Research. Losing some steam, it seems.
Yeah, and Ballard Power, Citigroup slashing them to sell, with, wait for it, $1 price target. Ouch.
That's brutal. And Coty, Raymond James downgrading them to market perform. Beauty stocks, not so beautiful today.
Nope. And Enphase Energy, Citigroup again, downgrading to sell with a $47 target. Solar getting some shade.
Yeah, no sunshine there. Fiserv also getting hit. Redburn Atlantic downgrading to sell, $150 target. FinTech feeling the pain.
It is. Goldfields, HSBC downgrading to hold with a $21 target. Gold not glittering today.
Nope. And ICAD, double whammy. Downgraded to hold at Laidlaw and to neutral at BTIG. Rough day for them.
Yeah, and Microsoft, KeyBank downgrading to sector weight. Even the giants aren't immune.
True, Novo Nordisk, BMO Capital downgrading to market perform, $64 target. Healthcare taking a hit too.
It is. Progressive, Keefe Bruyette downgrading to market perform, $288 target. Insurance not so safe today.
Nope, and PayPal, Seaport Research downgrading to sell, $49 target, another fintech casualty.
Yeah, Sunrun Citigroup downgrading to neutral, $7 target, more solar shade.
Definitely. And Teradyne, KeyBank again, sector weight downgrade, semiconductors feeling the pressure.
They are. Vail, RBC Capital downgrading to sector perform, materials not so material today.
Nope. Now what about these initiations? Anika Therapeutics with a buy at B. Riley, $21 target. Bacara Therapeutics with an underweight at Wells Fargo, $8 target. It's a mixed bag.
It is. Katie's with a buy at Roth, $10 target. Evolus with a buy at BT, $21 target. Lots of new coverage.
Yeah, and Lithium Americas resumed with an outperform at Evercore. Netflix assumed with an overweight at Piper. A lot to digest.
For sure. Red Cloud initiated with a buy at Rosenblatt, $5 target. Relay Therapeutics with an equal weight at Wells Fargo, $4 target. Roku assumed with a neutral at Piper. It just keeps coming.
It does. Sunrise Realty Trust initiated with an outperform at Oppenheimer, $12 target. Trade Desk assumed with a neutral at Piper. Twin Disc initiated with a buy at Longbow, $12 target. Zoma initiated with a buy at Benchmark, $35 target. Wow.
Wow is right. And all that economic data this week. March leading indicators, treasury auctions, mortgage applications, new home sales, crude oil inventories. It's going to be a busy one.
Yeah, and durable orders, jobless claims, existing home sales, natural gas inventories, a lot to keep an eye on. And then there's the earnings deluge. Buckle up.
All right, so let's unpack this WaveRider AI analysis. Kind of a mixed bag for the SPY and QQQ, huh?
Yeah, mixed bag is a good way to put it. A little downtrending action over the last few bars on the 30-minute charts, and that volume spike during the dip, not exactly encouraging. Sounds like redistribution.
Redistribution. So like smart money getting out while retail investors are holding the bag.
Could be. And QQQ mirroring that SPY action, testing support levels. We got to watch those key levels they mentioned, 440, 435. If those break, things could get ugly.
Yeah, what about the VXX? That's usually a good indicator of, you know, fear in the market.
Right? And it's been fluctuating, but no major spikes. So some tension, but not full-blown panic. Which honestly is a little surprising given the overall gloom.
I see. So sector rotation, defensive sectors like XLP, XLU, XLRE holding up while cyclicals, XLE, XLF taking a beating. Classic risk-off move.
Exactly. Flight to safety, utilities, real estate, people are getting nervous.
Makes sense. Now, these key levels, SPY support at 525-520, resistance at 530-535, QQQ support 440-435, resistance 450-455, gotta keep an eye on those, right?
Absolutely. Those are the lines in the sand. Breakouts or breakdowns, that's where the real action happens.
So, bullish scenario, strong economic data, earnings surprises, technical breakouts above resistance, geopolitical good news, all that jazz.
Right. And bearish? Well, the opposite. Bad economic news, geopolitical tensions, breaks below support, more pain.
Got it. So, overall, cautious sentiment, defensive sectors outperforming, key levels being tested, rising volume during declines. Sounds like we're in for a bumpy ride.
Yeah, buckle up. This market's not for the faint of heart. Flexibility and risk management, key right now. Keep an eye on those key levels, watch the volume, and, well, good luck out there.
All right, so WaveRider AI has got some interesting swing ideas for us today, focusing on continuation breakouts. First up, this analysis from 4 p.m. on April 17th, 2025. Lots of sector rotation talk.
Yeah, classic risk-on, risk-off dynamic, tech leading the charge, ANSS and GME showing strength, utilities and real estate a bit more hesitant, AVB and WCN kind of a mixed bag.
Healthcare and biotech, Howell and Wrap seeing increased volume, but price action, meh. What's the takeaway there?
Market's still trying to figure out what to do with them. Potential there, but needs a catalyst. Now, financials and consumer discretionary, EXR and DLR, that's where some short-term gains might be hiding.
Interesting. And they've got some specific price targets and entry points for ANSS, GME, and Howell. Pretty detailed stuff. Support, resistance, predicted price action, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, they like ANSS to test 306, then potentially break out to 308.50. GME, they're looking for a breakout towards 2750. And Howell, they think it could run to 0.95.
Okay, so that's the first analysis. Now they've got another one, ANTS breakout, same date. Different tickers, different sectors.
Yeah, this one focuses on a slightly different time frame, March 18th to April 17th. Again, tech looking strong, MSTR and coin holding up well, but they're also seeing breakout potential in healthcare and biotech, YI, MMPR, and OQL.
Oh, so a bit more optimistic on healthcare this time around. What about financials?
FICO and VERT, steady performance, strong volumes. Utilities and consumer discretionary, ATIC and MCD, playing it safe, not much price movement.
Got it, and industrials, RTX and URI.
Upward trend, increased volume, bullish momentum building. Materials, MOS and LIN, less volatile, but rising volume suggests increasing interest.
So their top picks for the next few days, MNPR, OQL, and RTX. Think they'll hit those targets?
Hard to say. Market's always unpredictable, but the analysis is compelling. Definitely worth keeping an eye on these tickers. Do your own due diligence, of course. But WaveRider AI often has a good nose for these things.
All right, so digging into this WaveRider AI analysis, lots of tickers, lots of numbers. Where do we even start?
Well, they're clearly bullish on a few names, especially in tech and healthcare. MSTR, coin, strong upward momentum, bullish recovery. Sounds promising.
Yeah, but they also mentioned some bearish signals in tech and healthcare too, right? Hubs, NFLX, ITOS. So which is it? Bullish or bearish?
It's nuanced. The market's always nuanced. Even within a sector, you'll have winners and losers. That's why stock-specific analysis is so important.
Okay, so let's get specific. MNPR, they've got support at 38.75, resistance at 39.795, expecting a breakout past 40, targeting 40.50 in the next few days.
Right, classic breakout setup. Buy near support, set a stop loss below 38.50, textbook stuff.
Textbook, but risky. What if it doesn't break out? What if it tanks?
That's why you have a stop loss. Manage your risk, don't get greedy.
Right. Oh, cool. Similar story, different numbers. Support at 788, resistance at 733, targeting 745 in a few days, entry near 724, stop loss below 710.
Yep, consolidation, breakout, the usual suspects.
And RTX. Defense stock, support at 128.89, resistance at 129.75, targeting 130.50. Entry at 129.27, stop loss below 128.60.
Another bullish continuation play, higher highs, higher lows, textbook uptrend.
Okay, so lots of breakout potential, but what about MSTR? They mentioned it earlier, but where's the analysis?
Right here, support at 350.07, resistance at 318.50. targeting 320, entry around 3617, stop loss below 315.
Got it. So tech, healthcare, defense, all looking pretty bullish. But they also mentioned GPCR, CATARML, and NGNE. What's the deal with those?
Those are their likely uptrend picks. GPCR with that bullish engulfing pattern, CAPR with the upward trajectory, TRML breaking out of consolidation, NGNE with increasing lows, all showing strong bullish signals.
And they've got detailed analysis for each one too. Support, resistance, entry points, stop losses, the whole shebang.
Yeah, they've done their homework. But remember, this is just one analysis. Do your own due diligence. Don't blindly follow anyone's picks. And always manage your risk. That's the key takeaway here.
All right, so we're looking at some WaveRider AI analysis, and it seems like they're expecting a pretty decent up day, right? 267 up versus 166 down at 9:30 a.m. That's a bullish signal.
Yeah, definitely leaning towards the upside. But, you know, EOD projections, they change. Gotta stay nimble, gotta watch the price action. Can't just blindly follow the projections.
For sure. And only 4% of people liking the projection? That's not exactly a vote of confidence.
True, but sentiment can shift quickly. What's important is the underlying analysis. What's driving those projections? That's what we need to focus on.
Okay, so what is driving the projections? Anything specific in the input?
Not in this snippet. We need more data. Sector rotation, key levels, volume, that's what we need to look at. And of course, individual stock setups.
Right. So basically, this little tidbit gives us a general sentiment reading, but not much else. We need the full WaveRider analysis to get the real story.
Exactly. This is just a snapshot, a glimpse. We need the full picture to make informed decisions. And even then, you know, the market's always unpredictable. Gotta stay flexible. Gotta manage your risk.
Always. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. This is signing off. Stay informed, stay nimble, and good luck out there.
And this is reminding you to do your own research, manage your risk, and never stop learning. See you tomorrow.